Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I should have started recording. Missed all that.
No.
Now I'm recording.
Now if we say anything funny, we'll capture it on tape.
And if we don't say anything funny, not capture.
If we don't say anything funny, we'll post it like we do every week and call it Tancast.
Indeed.
Or if we don't say anything funny as opposed to money, which is what I just said for no good reason.
Money Penny.
Miss Money Penny. Is that if Snape was Bond?
I was about to say, I'm like, why do you sound like Alan Rickman?
Hello, Miss Money Penny. Going somewhere, Miss Money Penny.
Okay. I was like, am I talking too loud? The baby's asleep.
Is he still a baby?
We're going to say yes.
Okay.
I would say he's a toddler.
Well, no one asked you what you would say.
I thought once they walk, they turn to toddler.
Well, no one asked you to think.
Yeah, they did.
I would say the point where they start toddling is about the point where you call them a toddler.
I would say shut the fuck up, Andy, is the time when you should shut the fuck up, Andy. And let's sync it up.
That's not very nice to Andy.
How?
Oh, I'm sorry. Shut the fuck up, Andy and Noah, and that's when you two should shut the fuck up.
That's not very nice to Andy and Noah.
Oh, man, this is tricky.
It's tedious.
Ponderous.
All these rules.
Ponderous.
Fuck all these rules. All
right. I just want to tell some people to shut the fuck up.
I know there'd be so many rules attached to tell people to shut the fuck up.
All right, here we go. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, we talk about the workman's blues. Then we review some movies, Tim and Noah make travel plans, and Andy hurts his back. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. Tim likes cock.
Hey, Jerry Stenhouse, do you know?
What was that accent?
I don't know. Your accent thing reminded me of a Jew.
It reminded me of the noise my cats make when they're tired.
Maybe I like cock, maybe I don't. I don't know.
Maybe I like no cock. Maybe I'm a little fagulous.
I was like, why does your Jew sound like an Italian guy?
It's me, it's you, Mario.
Here we go, up my butt.
I got all the money, because I'm a stingy Jew.
Whew, good times.
That's why Mario's grabbing all those coins.
Oh, Jesus.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
They should change that mushroom into a latke.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the A in anti-Semitic.
I'm glad Noah made that joke so I didn't have to.
We've seen somebody named Isaac, because we got the A, the N, the T. I guess we need a guy named Isaac and a Jew. Because then we got the anti and the sin.
Now we need a guy who makes funny jokes. So
I'll be right back. I just got to ask Roberto something.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Roberto, tell me about the Jews.
Papa, is it true they used to just roam free?
No, that's just a legend.
Can they breathe fire? Yes.
Same with bagger vans.
Magic Negroes.
Magic Negroes.
All right. I was getting the tan laugh from Roberto. That kind of fits with our opening, so hey.
Oh, good.
Oh, Lordy.
Jew hating. If you're a Jew, this ain't the episode for you. Tancast.
If you're a Jew, why are you still alive? No, that's
Jesus
mean.
Christ.
They don't believe in him.
they believe he existed, I believe.
Yeah, I think they just didn't believe he was like son of God, right?
Right.
He was just a man.
Well, they don't believe in his divinity.
He was just a dirty fucking hippie.
Technically, the Messiah does not need to be divine. In fact, at least most Jews do not believe that the Messiah will be divine. They believe he'll be an earthly king.
So he will have no, like, crazy powers?
No, just, unifying the people of Israel, leading it to like, its golden age.
Huh.
So Steven Spielberg.
Pretty much.
All right.
Hey, Jews, we found him.
All hail Spielberg.
All hail! All hail!
Oh, wait. I saw Indiana Jones 4. It can't be Spielberg.
Oh, that's true.
Zing!
Take that, Spielberg! And dry those tears with that money!
Yeah. Take that, Spielberg. That and our cash.
That Oscar nomination feels hollow now, doesn't it?
Some kind of podcast listened by hundreds of people just cut you down just a quick, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you put an S at hundreds?
I'm sorry I have to be so harsh on you, Spielberg. I'm sorry. So we do Tan Laughs?
Let's do it.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, because that'd be the bomb. Just write it on a fan mail and do us at yourmomatancast.com.
Because it's now
all right, I'll do mine.
Before you forget the one that Roberto told you.
So, Hitler gathers all his lieutenants in one room, and he tells them, I want to organize the execution of 10,000 Jews and 2 hedgehogs. And his head lieutenant raises his hand and goes, why 2 hedgehogs? And Hitler goes, see, no one cares about the Jews.
Andy has done something similar on this show before.
Oh, yeah, has he?
I believe it was, I'm going to kill all the Jews and one clown. Why one clown? See, no one cares about the Jews.
But the way he did it was he just pitched it like that was like this joke. Or he said something like that, and then like one of us said, wait, why the clown? And then Andy used us as his punchline.
Good job, Andy. Good job.
To say
job.
That we did not care about the Jews. When in fact, I'm more indifferent to the Jews.
Well, as long as we're going to be anti-Semitic, here's some sexism. Why is it called a Wonder Bra?
I don't know why.
Because when she takes it off, you wonder where her tits went.
I don't. That one. I don't get that. Like, if the whole point is to attract a man, if you take it off, he knows you don't have titties. Like, maybe it's like the thing. Like, oh, all right, gotcha. You ain't going anywhere now. Like, why?
Well, it's like advertising. I mean, nobody walks up and goes, man, that poster of that Outback steak looks great. I'm gonna go lick that poster. Poster just to get you in the door.
Then maybe you'll come back from where you'll be like, it wasn't quite what I expected. Like when you go to get a Big Mac.
Yeah. It never looks like it does on the little, like, the order by picture. I want one that is 2 down and 1 over from left side. I don't know words or numbers.
But if it doesn't look like it does on the menu, then you might not come back.
It never looks like it does on the menu.
What if a girl gets, like, amazing blowjob or something? And you're like, well, you know.
I hope that's what they're counting on, I guess.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe the Big Mac doesn't look like the other poster, but it still tastes pretty fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but at least it sucks your dick.
That too.
This Big Mac will suck your dick. No? Too soon?
Too tsunami?
Who's that joke from, Andy?
That was from Jonathan.
All right, well, let me read a joke to round this out. Actually, there's a lot of jokes. I don't know which one to pick. I'll read 3 little ones. These are all from C? S-I?
C.
Did you see C?
Is there an accent over the I?
No, but this is in a normal email program. You know what I mean? It's not...
Okie dokie.
Maybe he didn't have access to a way to put an accent over it.
So it could be Si, like short for Silas?
I guess. If it's Spanish, he's from the UK, so...
Okay, well, I was going to say, if it's Spanish, then that's just the word if.
Okay. Well, regardless, here it comes. from someone who's no longer a fan, because we just fucked up his name.
Si, Isai.
10 Catholic priests were killed in a road accident. At the pearly gate, St. Peter says, if any of you are pedophiles, you can fuck off down to hell. 9 of them start to walk away when St. Peter calls out, and take this deaf bastard with you.
Oh.
The wife said to me last night, if you turn the bedside lamp off, I'll take it up the arse. Maybe I should have waited for the bulb to cool down first.
Oh. Oh. That stings the anus.
My mate, which means friend to you and me. My mate reckons he always cries after sex. Mind you, he's in prison.
Oh. Oh, poor fella.
By the way, I forgot to read the beginning. Hey guys, a barrage of stupidity for you. Great show, by the way. Andy's anger always amuses.
That's good, because I'm always
angry. Now, what was that song
angry.
He sung again? What was that song you sung? Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't know. Maybe it's the one that you always toss in, the one that was from the bus scene in Star Trek IV.
Oh, I hate you?
Yes, which I did not sing.
No. The writer and performer of that song was the guy in the video flipping Spock off.
Yes.
Video. Movie.
So that was a nice touch. It's like, hey, we need a punk song. We don't want to pay for it. Go out in the hallway and record something. Oh, okay.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
Do you know...
No.
So Robert Altman directed the movie MASH. In it, there's a song called Suicide is Painless.
Yeah, also known as the theme song from the TV show?
Yes.
Yep.
The lyrics to that song were written by his son, because his son was a teenager and angsty. So he said, I want that teenage angsty quality to it, so I had my son write it.
I did know that.
The son has made more money off that song than the father has from directing the movie.
That is hilarious.
Because even though they don't use the words in the TV version, they still have to pay him because there are lyrics to it. So the kid still gets royalties every time they play that song. And it's on reruns all the time.
Then suppose... Isn't that why Gene Roddenberry wrote lyrics to Star Wars? I mean, not Star Wars, Star Trek.
That is exactly right.
Yep.
Although almost blasphemous. But you corrected yourself. Yep, he wrote words just to never use them so he could get a slice of that action.
You go, Gene Roddenberry. You go. You keep fucking that chicken.
He went boldly where many, many have gone before. To death.
We're all going.
I am.
Where everyone has gone. It's just a question of dates.
A cash-grubbing whore. And so I add words to your score.
Is this a rewrite you're doing, or is it a rewrite someone else did, Andy?
That's me. I have no idea where to go from there. Tim, take it away.
The end. There you go.
And the fuck end. You, That's Tim! It. There you go, Good Si, time. That's the song I sang.
I wanted to thank Andy and Noah for twisting their schedules all about today. Like, this was supposed to be recorded like several hours from now, and then like, the last minute I was like, hey, can we record early? And now they are. And thank you.
You caught me right before I was about to leave the house, so good job.
Tim. Simple Tim.
It wasn't like anything I was time sensitive. It was just like, oh, well, I can do that later then.
Let me, dear friend, tell you about what my plans for the day were. On Wednesday, I woke up with a rather sharp pain in my back, lower back.
I think you mean your ass from your boyfriend fucking you.
Yeah, probably. Probably. You know, it would have been really nice if he'd let the bulb cool down first, but that's neither here nor there.
Zing, a callback.
Like I'm a professional. Anyways, woke up, massive pain, went to work, more pain. Left work early, worked from home on Thursday, basically sat on top of a heating pad all day. Felt a little better, went back to work on Friday. It was kind of shitty, but it powered through. Saturday, feeling much better. Went to wash my hands, my back spasmed again, and I fell on the floor.
Oh.
So, since yesterday afternoon. Oh, and I think I made a noise akin to what Kelsey Grammer made when he fell off the stage that one time.
Oh, good lord. Oh, good lord.
Yes. Only a little higher pitched. Like, oh, good lord. Yeah, I kind of made that noise on the way down. Caught myself before I hit my chin on the edge of the bathroom counter.
Yeah, we don't want you to pull a Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I heard she got back to work and like they had a helmet waiting for her, like a football helmet.
I heard that as well.
Like, that is awesome.
But it was actually Bill who gave it to him, and so it also had two handles on it.
All right.
Yeah.
For blowjob. Bill Clinton.
So since yesterday afternoon, 20. I have been flat on my back on a heating pad. So the only plans, Tim, that you disturbed were my plans to remain completely horizontal for the next couple of hours. So I substituted being slightly vertical right now. I'm actually still quite reclined.
I was like, you could just lay on the floor while you do this.
I'm nearly laying. I've got my chair kicked all the way back.
Okay. Well.
I'm quite comfy.
Put your feet up, Andy. Relax. You deserve it, buddy.
Thank you. I realized earlier that coughing, because I still got the phlegm, which is awesome, for 2 months. Coughing, when your lower back is like just in fucking agony, is a bit like coughing when you think you might have a shit on deck. Like, there's probably an equal amount of trepidation when you're coming into that cough.
Yes.
It's like, this is going to end badly. One of them is like, this is going to end in massive spasms of pain, and the other one is, this is going to end with stinky trousers.
Show title.
God damn it. Guess what? Laughs hurt too.
Well, then you're listening to the right show. No laughs, no time. Tancast.
Yeah, can we just take it down a notch? Because that'd be great.
Fuck, I don't think we can take it down a notch. I don't think there's any more notches.
You can't go lower than hell.
You're like a fat guy at the end of the belt.
I had one of those great things this morning where... my part-time job is... I'm scheduled for full-time hours in my part-time job, but then they just keep letting me off early when it's not that busy, so I guess that's why it's part-time. Like, I'm scheduled to work 8 hours 5 days a week, which is 40 hours, which is a full-time job, but almost always they're like, you can go early. Well, great.
I assume they're not paying you for that time.
Like, how about I stay and pick up my health care, assholes?
But originally they had scheduled me to work, Tuesday through Saturday. So I had Sunday and Monday off. And so I put that into my iPhone, to wake me up at a certain hour on those days. Mm-hmm. Then they changed my schedule so that I work Wednesday through Sunday. So now I have Monday and Tuesday off. And I was like, okay, great. Never changed it on my iPhone. So I woke up this morning and I was like, I wonder when my alarm's going to go off. Oh, 40 minutes ago. Never did change that, did I? Well, now I am late. Now I have to just run straight out of here or else I'm late for work. So then I go grab my clothes from the dryer. Are they dry? Fuck no. Of course they weren't. Why would they be? Just because I set the dryer on dry and then turned it on. What? I mean, clearly I needed to take more steps than that.
Yeah, your dryer's like, done. It's done. They're warm and wet. I warmed your clothes. I warmed your wet clothes.
So I wriggle into the clothes, try to find my wallet, which I can't do. Then I run outside to my car, and if you know what the weather is like in California, ice all over my windshield, my back window, and my side windows. Don't have time to thaw it out. Driving to work with my head out the window like Ace Ventura. I get there literally the exact minute I have to clock in.
Wow.
Nice.
So I slide in, clock in, made it.
What happens if you're late?
I guess reported. I get some sort of ding, and then if I get enough dings, I get fired.
Wow.
Actually, I think it's like three dings or something. It's not a lot of dings.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
I made it. No one died that I know of.
It sucks to be in a job that's like that. Like, I do not miss those types of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the job I had before this, you had a 6-minute grace period. So, like, you weren't late if you're supposed to be there at 8. If you were there at 8:05, you were still fine. Which everyone else I worked with at this job that I hated, that you may recall, I hated these coworkers. Mm-hmm. They took it as work starts at 8:05. Well, no. Work doesn't start at 8:05. I have to be where I need to clock in at 8:05, and then work starts whenever I meander my fucking worthless ass back here after stopping here, stopping there, gotta get some coffee, of course, then you gotta talk to somebody else, then you gotta scratch your balls for an hour, and you're a woman, you don't even have balls, why would you do that? Just fucking get down to work.
I remember, I worked at one job where they wanted you to, on your own time, set up everything. So you were ready to actually start work. There was setup involved in the process. So it's not like you just came in and you started, you had to, set things up. And they wanted you to, start that before the start time. You should be ready to go at this time. I'm like, no.
No.
That's not how it works.
Part of the work is the setup.
Yeah.
Me time is all the time you don't pay for.
It's fucking crazy,
yeah, I don't understand what people think sometimes. It's like, why would you think it would work that way? Like, if I'm working for you, if it's part of my job, that's what you pay me for.
Right. So like, I can understand, like, okay, you have to be ready to start setting things up at this time. But not, like, it should be set up before you start, and then we'll pay you.
Right, right. Like, yeah, I understand, like, I mean, I think part of the problem was, like, people would clock in, and, like, then, like, oh, exactly, I'm going to go get a coffee, I'm going to go get a drink, I'm going to get a snack. Like, yeah, that, you know, even though, you know, I'm sure I've done that on the clock, but, you know, yes, I understand that should be done before you clock in.
Well, like, because you get a 10-minute break or whatever, you know, that's on the clock, or, like, most companies would be like, hey, you know, if you need to get something, but, like, when you I don't know, something about it to me, like, when you cram all that in the beginning of your start time, I mean, you know, because then they still do it later, so, no, I give them no quarter on this. You fucking suck, people. That's right, people I don't work with and don't listen to this, fuck you. You suck. You've always sucked. If I could have said it to your face, I would have. In fact, I started to towards the end.
You could have said to your face.
I said something to their face towards the end.
I believe one we were counting like, on Tancast.
Did I say the thing about how she said, I'm going to put that I was always... If on a scale of 1 to 10, how often were you on time? You know, 10 being always on time, 0 being never on time. And she goes, well, I'm going to put a 10. And I said, oh, so you're going to lie.
What did she say?
Well, I'm pretty much always on time, which I repeated, so you're going to lie.
Because there's a difference between pretty much always and always.
I'm pretty sure 10 doesn't stand for pretty much always.
Yeah. Like, I pretty much never scratch my balls and then sniff my fingers afterwards. Pretty much.
Virtually, basically, if you get down to the brass tacks of it.
But I pretty much always wash my hand after I touch my asshole. Want to lick my bomb? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, I was going to say, but if we're playing Never Have I Ever, I'm drinking when you say scratch balls, sniff fingers.
I remember I pissed one girl off. Like, I was a supervisor at one job, and this one girl, like, I was just a supervisor, so I guess she was having, like, problems at home or whatever, so I didn't hear about them. Like, she told the manager, and she came one time, I guess, to pick up a paycheck, and she was talking about how she got another job. I'm like, oh, like, that's pretty good. How'd you get another job? You never showed up to this one. And, like, she didn't say anything to me, but I guess she said something to the manager, and, like, she was not happy I said that. I'm like, why do people, like, yeah, it was kind of a dick thing to say, but, like, it was true. Like, you didn't show up to this job. Like, why are you going to get mad at me for calling you out? Oh, I probably didn't have to say that. It's like, but, yeah, it's just like, show up for the job.
God damn it.
Let it out, baby. Let it out.
You good? Oh, that hurts so much.
You good?
Oh, I'm yeah. I'm sorry. Whew. All right.
I saw movies.
What movies did Noah see?
I saw... So, This Is 40.
And was it?
It was funny at the beginning, and then I started to really dislike the main characters. Like, it started to get to a point where, like, they weren't, like, trying to grow, like, oh, you know, we should, like, learn from this and, like, you know, try to be better people. They just kind of started blaming other people for their fucked upness.
Hmm.
Huh. And I'm just like, I'm not feeling this anymore. Like, and then there was really no growth. There was no, like, oh, we're going to change. It's just like, oh, I love you. I love you, too. Let's, you know, let's work this out. Like, it wasn't like, hey, we've been assholes. Like, maybe we should be better people.
I love you. I love you, too. Finding another mate would take a lot of time and energy.
Yes.
That's good. I'll tell my wife to skip it. Because I think she was kind of getting convinced from the preview that she would want to see it. But I remember she hated those characters in... 40-year-old version. That was them, right?
Knocked up.
Well, if she hates those characters 40 years older, it's just more of that.
Like, yeah, she hated those characters.
Yeah, then a friend told me that, like, she did, like, I guess, an informal poll, and the guys thought the movie was okay, and girls really liked it. So, So that's it. That's all I gotta say. I would say you definitely only see it in the theater. I mean, there are some funny parts. Megan Fox is in it. And she's hot, so if you like hot women, there's that for you.
I do like hot women.
And she is in a bikini.
What's Her Tits is pretty hot, too. Leslie Mann.
Yes, she's not Megan Fox hot, in my opinion.
You know what? You don't have to be Megan Fox hot to be hot.
This is true.
There's a lot of room in hot. Hot is a big country.
Yes, it is. And you know what it's
many, with a diverse population.
So you know what it's got in it? Hot.
None of the three of us.
No. Hey, now.
I was almost certain Noah was going to object to that.
I come from the country slightly north of hot, which is called sweaty.
I also saw Silver Linings Playbook.
How was that? Because I've heard good things.
Not Oscar-worthy, in my opinion. Like, hey, like, what's his name? Didn't seem... I mean, I don't know. Granted, I don't know a lot of bipolar people, so maybe this is how they act. He just seemed like kind of like an asshole. Like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that crazy vibe from him. It's just like, you just say shit that's inappropriate. Like, I don't know if that's how bipolar people are.
Well, I thought both bipolar people were happy one minute and then sad the next.
He had, like, kind of rage issues.
I was going to say, it's not... But bipolar doesn't necessarily mean that they go manic and they go depressive. Bipolar can be just, like, you know, a sudden violent change in temperament that's kind of, like, not driven by the situation.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, it typically does manifest as, at least in my understanding, which is not an expert, so... Kids, see your doctors! As flipping from one to the next, but it's not like just like 1 minute, the next minute. It's like, there will be like periods of time where it's like, I am unreasonably depressed, and periods of time where it's like, I have so much energy and I am going to go conquer cancer. Not like I feel like I could conquer cancer. It's like, fuck it. I'm going to go do it. I have put my mind to it. I have the focus. I have the energy. I have the drive. Let's go do this thing.
You did have some of that. It was pretty predictable, I would say. It's like, yes, you knew what was going to happen at the end, and, like, there's even some plot points where, like, and I'm not, like, the over, like, let me try to figure out what's going on here. But, like, yeah, it's not, they're very predictable, like, okay, this is what's happening in this point.
Oh, sorry.
And it had, actually, I'm not going to say it. Well, are you guys going to see it?
At some point, maybe, but.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys know who he ends up with, right?
Batman.
Catwoman?
Like, I'm sure you could probably figure that out. So, spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Christie Brinkley.
Go ahead.
Christie Brinkley?
Yes. There's one point where he's talking to his ex-wife, and he does, like, a loss in translation where he whispers something to her, and you don't know what he says. So, you know, if that annoys you. I don't think it was really important to the
Fair
plot.
Enough.
But, overall, it's a good movie. It's heartwarming. Yeah, it had a little touching scene thing. You're like, yeah. I knew this was going to happen, but it's sweet anyways.
Well, that's good.
Robert De Niro did a good job. His friend kind of cracked me up. He had like a best friend. Oh, and Chris Tucker is in there. And he's got a little good role, and he's getting a little chubby. Not that that matters, but...
I mean, that's good, because it looked like before that dude wasn't eating.
What? Like, did he like cash all his paychecks and then eat? Like... And then, I mean, because, like, it's not like he's been working.
You know, that Friday and that next Friday money just all came in on the same day.
He pulled a full Riker.
Oh, God, my wife and I were watching an episode of Castle, and it was set at a sci-fi convention, so I was, like, looking for cameos and shit. And there was this one guy who was kind of like a Castle super fan. And his voice sounded a little familiar, and I backed it up, and his voice still sounded a little familiar, and I backed it up. I'm like, fuck it, this is going to bug me. Looked it up on IMDb. It was Frakes. I'm like, holy shit, the dude looks like me now. That guy got Andy fat.
You know, we never talk about who got skinny. Anyone getting skinny?
We did last week. We talked about how Anne Hathaway got skinny.
There you go, Anne Hathaway. You're doing it.
I thought I mentioned that as part of saying that, like, she didn't look good in Les Mis. Like, she looked kind of gaunt.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, if I didn't mention it exactly, like, the reasons, she dropped, like, 20 or 30 pounds, which is a lot for somebody who's already skinny. Yeah, so she like, starved herself down. And so did Hugh Jackman. He dropped a ton of weight. And then apparently, like, dehydrated himself for, like, a day and a half before his... I don't know if it was the first scene they shot, but chronologically, it's the first scene he's in. Like, in the movie, mm-hmm. in his life or whatever. Yeah, because he looked gaunt. I was like, they either did a great job on makeup or that fucker did not eat, because like he looked like skin and bones on his face, like kind of the like sockets around his eyes, like the cheek skin, like right up against his face bones.
Hey assholes, why not try acting?
Well, he did that too. He was acting and singing and starving. He's a triple threat.
Did you listen to one of the latest Doug Loves movies, Tim? Like where they talk about Les Mis
and the
one disc.
Oh yeah. I just listened to that actually.
That cracked me up. Like, I didn't want to watch this movie, and then it's on two discs, so it is. We don't get to see what happens. And then he goes out with a friend of his, and he's telling this friend his story. And his friend pulls out disc two from his pocket.
Like, I got your back.
No, he didn't give it to him.
Oh.
It was for his other friend, and then at that point, the guy didn't care. He's like, I don't even care.
I didn't really want to see it anyway, I think is what he said.
Yeah. I do not think I will be seeing that movie.
Les Mis?
Yeah.
I can't imagine I'm going to see it.
Danelle doesn't, no interest?
If she has, she hasn't vocalized it.
I would say it doesn't have to be seen in theaters.
I didn't mean to give you the impression that that was
I would say it doesn't have to be seen at all.
Oh, you mean ever?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think you could live the rest of your life without seeing that movie.
I mean, I've gone this far.
Well, yeah.
I've actually been, like, thinning out my Netflix queue, going, like, you know what? I don't need to see this.
You know like, what? I would pay Netflix more money if they gave me the ability to have, like a family queue and then, like, different queues for different people. Because my wife, and I'm pretty sure at least half the time it's Ambien wife who's doing this, but she fills up the queue with, like everything on a subject. Like, she'll hear about some
Andy,
documentary.
You can do that.
Well, having, like, two different logins?
Yes.
Yeah, you missed the part where I said, where I want us to be able to, like, have a family queue, but then also, like, have individual queues that don't talk to each other.
Right.
So that would be three different.
I think you can do that. Oh, wait, so you know about the queue where they can have a totally separate queue, right?
Oh, no, sorry. We're doing the Netflix streaming. We're not doing the Netflix, the disc thing.
Oh, the DVD. So you can only do that with the DVD.
When I say queue at this point in my life, I mean instant queue. Yeah,
okay.
Because when it was disc queue, that was great. Because she could put whatever shit she wanted in there. I put, like, the three things I wanted to see in mine, and that was fine. Can't do it with the instant streaming queue.
Is there a limit on instant streaming queue?
How many things you can put in your queue? Or how many things you can watch?
How many things you can put in your queue? I know it's unlimited.
I think there is, but I think it's like 400 or 500 things.
I have 476 DVDs in my queue.
My wife put the whatever the maximum is for the instant watch queue, at one point she had filled it up. And I went through, and there's shit in there with, like, less than one star for us, and, like, one star, 1.5 stars. And I just quietly started deleting all those things. And she never said anything about it.
Oh, marriage. The manipulation.
I was like, this is being an interesting little test here. Yeah, I deleted, like, 100...
That's because until she listens to this episode, she's not going to know that you deleted those things. She'd be like, that's weird. Netflix deleted things I wanted.
She stopped listening to Tancast long, long ago.
That's like, Steffi said she would, like, just plant ideas and wait for me to think they are my own. Like, come up, like, she would just plant an idea and then wait and be like, oh, I think this is a good idea. She's like, yeah, I mentioned it a while ago. I was just waiting for you to come around.
She was like the Inception.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. That's bullshit.
Bang! More of my favorite music.
You do not like that music,
Tim?
Oh, man,
I love listening to whale farts.
Oh, I'm referencing a show that hasn't dropped yet for me when me and Noah were in the car in Los Gatos, but I was editing it the other night, and I got to that part.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we have a couple episodes in the queue, as it were.
I'm working on that and your episode at Joshua Tree. I'm going to hopefully get them all out this week.
Excellent. Yes, 207.
Me.
Yes.
Andy, I'm tuning up. Please.
Where in the world?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
There, beat you to it. Suck it.
Not after the edit. Where in the world is episode 207? Suck it.
Oh my god. Oh. What's going on? Are you dying?
I can't breathe.
I can't cough. Someone save Andy.
I can't cough as hard as I need to. Oh my god, this sucks.
Oh, this hurts so much, guys. I can't even
express of that screaming and waking my kid up how much this hurts. Oh my god.
Sorry. Oh. But it's funny. So that's that. That's something you should be proud of.
I recognize the humor in it. Oh, okay. Pain.
Fuck. You're falling apart the seams, Andy.
This weekend has sucked.
It's just fat and Crocs holding you together. It's some words.
All right.
Well, Doctor, what's the prognosis? At this point, it's just his fat and Crocs holding him together. What do you want me to do? We gotta get him more Crocs, stat! Oh, Andy, this will amuse you. Maybe Noah.
Okay, don't amuse me too hard. Just amuse me gently.
Oh, that's how I do it.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
You know those little laser pointers that annoying people used to bring to movies?
Yes.
So my mom gave me one because she also gave me that projector. I don't know if I said this last week, that I got a projector for my iPhone.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, did I mention this? It's like a little it's like a little thing. It's smaller than the iPhone. You hook it to the iPhone, and it projects your videos and pictures and stuff on the wall.
That is awesome.
It is kind of cool. My mom Wells goes, well, here, I'll give you this laser pointer pen I used to have that I have that I never used. It was like a gift from like a bank or something. And that way you can point to stuff on the... Because I was pointing at different stuff that was happening on the video. Like, I actually had to get in front of it. And then I, of course, started doing shadow animals. And she's like, well, what'd you get out of there? Anyway, so she gave this to me, and then I immediately started shining it on the floor so that Michael would chase after it, just like a cat. Worked exactly the same. I'd be like, go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it. And then he would step on it, and I would turn it off, and he would pick his foot up, and I'd shine it back on again, and he'd be like, ah, and he would chase after it. It was good times.
I swear,
Michael, you're an idiot.
I think people who want pets and people who want kids there's a Venn diagram where there's a lot of overlap, like... I want some live creature that I can dress up in stupid outfits and make run around and chase things. It'll
abuse
be great.
For my own amusement.
Yes, exactly.
We have played fetch a couple times. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think I told you guys that I saw 50-50, the one with Seth Rogen and... now his name's falling completely out of my head.
That was a good movie.
JGL?
Yes, I was like, it's three names, but Michael Clark Duncan's the only thing stuck in my head, and that ain't him. Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah, he is. Rest in peace, big man. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I liked it. It was, there were parts of it that were quite touching.
Inappropriately?
And I've heard a bunch of people, like, talking shit about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, oh, he's so overrated, and just, he always just does the same character. I think he kind of does a lot of characters that are, like, you know, a little bit neurotic or whatever. Not like Woody Allen neurotic, but, like, maybe just, like, a little, you know, OCD or a little tight-assed or whatever.
Excuse me. I noticed you were Batman. My Woody Allen sucks.
Nice. Nicely done, sir. Oh, we have that on DVD. We have it on Blu-ray now. I gotta go watch that.
My Woody Allen does suck.
What? I thought, I'm like, what? Did Woody Allen just do this fucking podcast? Holy shit.
Excuse me, but you were only adopted darkness. I was born into it.
Whoa. So much better. Holy shit. Is it too? Woody Allen's on this podcast.
And you joined the wrong, and you were doing the wrong character.
No, I just decided to do a different character, because we always we always do that fucking line. Fuck you both. I'm funny, other people are laughing right now.
Did you hear that part on the it was like a 3-hour show, but the 12 Doug Benson's 12 Guests of Christmas when they were all doing Bane?
No.
And then they were doing other characters as Bane. Like, I can do that person as Bane. I could do anybody as Bane. They just kept doing like different lines from movies. Like Doug Benson was listening off people who were in the movie, and like one was like Carrie Fisher.
You're pretty short for a stormtrooper.
And then one other, Kevin Pollak was also on the panel, but he wasn't one of the people doing it. And this other comedian's like, I thought we only had one master impressionist on the panel. And yet another comedian who is not Kevin Pollak goes, oh, I'm Christopher Walken. Hoo-ah! The guy's like, not you! Not you! Anyway, that's what that reminded me of. And now I've shared it. Good times.
Pollak. I've heard he's a huge dick, but he's funny.
The Pollak?
Yeah.
All right, well, he was only peripherally involved in that. With the thing I just mentioned.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's a huge dick. I'm not interacting with him socially. He's very funny.
All right. So 50-50.
50-50. Joseph
Gordon-Levitt, not overrated, you say.
Yeah, I give it one thumb up, because 50-50.
That way you can check for prostate cancer.
Actually, it was back cancer. That seems like... Like, if you got
yes,
ball cancer...
you can't
cancer,
check
can...
for that with a thumb.
What?
You can't check for that with a thumb.
No, you can't.
Well, goddamn.
Well, you can't. I mean, you just poke somebody in the back, like, yep, your back's awfully lumpy. And not like in the normal back lumpy sort of way. Kind of lumpier on this side than on this side. That could be back cancer. But, yeah, like the entire time I'm sitting there thinking about this, I'm like...
Baby's got back cancer.
I'm like, if you got cancer, like cancer in the mouth, like they'll cut out, like, you know, part of your tongue, like part of your jaw if they need to, whatever. Like, if you've got, you know,
oh,
cancer
that's it? Oh,
in,
shit.
Like, a knee, like, they'll if they have to, they'll take that leg off. You got ball cancer, they'll take the balls off if they need to. But if you got back cancer, like, what are they going to do? Like, they can't just, like, bisect you.
Well, where in the back? Is it in his backbone?
Yeah, yeah. It was, his, it was like, on his spine and, like, growing up and down his spine.
Ooh.
I would say spoiler alert, but that's given away, like, I don't know, 15 minutes into the movie. 20 minutes, something like that. Like, they establish the characters, and then it's cancer. Off to the cancer races.
Those are the hardest ones to bet on, by the way, the cancer races.
They are. They really are. Yeah, and the guy.
And they're off! There's a malignant tumor going leading. I've been better if I'd had more fucked up shit to say, but all I had was malignant tumor.
Carcinoma's
and then my medical knowledge dried up.
Melanoma on the outside.
And there's chemo resistant strain coming up on the north end.
Strain. Like you can catch cancer.
You can. That's why you should always wash your hands after you eat people. Cancer.
That's why you should always wash your hands
always
after,
hands
you,
after
eat
you eat people.
People?
Yes, especially if you eat people with cancer.
Yes.
And remember, wear a condom. There's cancer out there, people. Come on now.
Aw.
Put a condom on that cancer.
Terrible.
Awful.
Well, it made me laugh, so that's good.
Yes.
Put a condom on that cancer.
Episode
2. Oh, I forgot to mention when we got to the episode 207 joke, did you see... was it? Was it Murray? No, it wasn't Murray. Was it... Someone wrote that they wanted a t-shirt to be made that said, I believe in episode 207. It was Andrew.
our Ith, Australian fan.
Ith?
Square root negative one.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's an imaginary number, so it's given like a cursive I as the mathematical symbol.
Ah. Well, there you go.
You just can't hear me say that it's italicized when I pronounce it. I got I kind of like lean
right,
to the side
the
when I say it.
Lean back. Lean back.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're done.
My child had sickness this week.
Oh, what kind of sickness?
Actually, my whole household had sickness.
It was the cough sickness or something worse?
No, it was just cough and snot.
Well, that's not too bad. That's okay.
Whew. Man, that kid's nose was running.
Mm.
It was running like it was Obama in 2012. You know what I'm saying? It was running.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Obama was running for president, which is, you know, that I mean, he wasn't literally running like, you know, Carl Lewis, but he was running. That's a term people use. And so I was saying that the nose was running. Again, also not like Carl Lewis, but more like when snot.
Like a faucet.
Okay, you have mucus. Okay, there's your nose. There's a membrane, and then it leaks. Fluids.
The fluids of the
no,
devil?
No, it's like a series of pouches, and they sort of all drain into sort of a common cavity that's sort of centrally and kind of in the front of your face.
Over-explaining it.
Yep, that's what I do.
That's how well, I roll, son. I was doing most of it. You just hopped in at the end there.
Yep.
How dare you?
Anyway, this I think way? We went through 2.5 boxes of tissues on his nose.
Wow.
And this wasn't like, okay, we wipe his nose once with the tissue and then throw that tissue away. Like, we were like the Native Americans. We used every part of the tissue.
Yeah, we tried to do, like, the multi-fold, like, you blow, and then you fold, and you blow, and then you fold kind of thing. Drew, when he had his cold 1.5 months ago, he was blowing so much shit out. It was like, okay, that's full.
Well, he is not at an age where you can tell him to blow his nose, and he understands what you say.
Really? We got Drew on that pretty early.
Oh, look at us! We're an advanced child! We're so much better than
Tim! No, that just sounds stupid!
Rot in a shallow grave.
Ergo the surprise. It's like, I can't get this kid to do anything. I can't get him to go, you know, potty on the toilet. I can't get him to eat his greens. I can't get him to say things, but...
Andy, you just called Tim's child mildly retarded.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I called
him. But then I heard you run this way. I was like, oh, crap. Sorry. I thought my outburst may have woken my son, but I was pretty sure he was awake, and he was.
Oh, that's good. Good, so he was awake to hear us mock him. Excellent.
He was awake, but he wasn't in the room.
Oh, well, then mock him louder next.
Hey, man, I even know what you're saying.
No.
In your smaller words. So, Noah, 2 more days until Hammerlock's big game hunt comes out.
I don't care. I'm level 50. Like, playing these levels is not really fun anymore.
Bust out a Necromancer.
Meh. I'm kind of done with the game for now. Unless I can defeat, like, when you get to level 50, then we can defeat Terramorphous. Then I'll be reinvigorated. And then once they do a level increase, I don't know why they're taking so long. Like, they know people, well, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe majority of people aren't level 50. It seems like a lot of people are level 50, but just seems like it's taking a while.
I think it's the hardcore all at level 50. You know what? I don't know that I necessarily want them to do a level increase, because then it just, like, fucks up all the gear you have. But I think that being able to go and get some more powerful... Well, no, I guess just adding more powerful weapons to the game as opposed to higher level doesn't really matter.
Like, all
yeah,
the
you
weapons
know what? Fuck the farmers.
In the level add-ons, cap. All the weapons in the add-ons aren't really that powerful.
Yeah, like, I've noticed that.
They're not any more powerful than what I already have. So that's another thing that's, like, not really exciting. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not getting levels. I'm not getting any better weapons. I'm just kind of going for the motions.
Fair enough. Man, you know, it would be a lot easier if literally 3/4 of the people that I would likely play with weren't all playing Zero.
Oh, weren't all playing Zero?
Yep. Three playing Assassins, one guy playing Commando.
He plays with that underwear on?
Yep.
Commando seems pretty badass. Like, for playing solo.
Yes, because now that he's a high enough level and he can toss out 2 turrets, it's like having 2 friends all the time.
I wonder just if like that.
I wonder if he can solo Terramorphous. Easier.
I wonder.
It's a puzzler.
It is.
Tim does not care whatsoever.
I'll tell you what game I don't like.
What game?
Family Feud for the iPhone.
I haven't played it.
Why not?
Well, don't. It just makes me angry. Like, you get... It's one of those things where they want you to, like, buy more free play. So you get, like, 3... You get, like, a spin, and then you get so many coins per day, and you get to use those coins. Like, I think it takes 2 coins to play. And so, like, every day I'll spin and get the free coins. And then sometimes I'll play, and they'll be like, fuck! No, anyway. Danelle will be like, so how many free coins do you have? I'm like, 157. And she's like, how do you not use them? And so, like, well, let's play. And then I'll get, like, midway through the game, I'm like, fuck this game! Fuck you! Fuck this game! And she's like, that's how you have 150 coins. You're like, you know what? I just like this part. Spin and exit.
Tim likes to think,
well,
see
what
things
makes
rotate?
You so angry about the game?
Because it's... Oh, fuck, what was it? It was, okay, gifts for a... What gift would you get a surfer? And I was like, oh, wax for a surfboard. Wax. Surfboard wax. Ding! Fuck you. What kind of wax did you think I was talking about? Fucking candles?
So they want you to be too specific.
But they don't. Sometimes you'll say something completely else and be like, ding! Like, that's not even what I said. I'm going to think of another example where I was like... cause like I'll put like bed and be like, ding, clothing. You're right. I'm like, what? No. And then also, as usual, the answers people give are stupid.
Well, yes.
Name a song that everybody knows how to sing.
Sweet Caroline.
Like, ah, what's that?
Sweet Caroline.
Happy birthday.
Ding.
Row, row, row your boat. Noah?
Oh, I was actually playing. I thought, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
That was a smart fucking shot. I guess both Row, Row Your Boat and Twinkle, Twinkle.
Shit, what was the rest of them?
One of them was, I think it was Peter Cottontail or some fucking rabbit song. I'm like, I don't fucking know that song. I'm part of everybody. Fuck you. National Anthem was number two.
Tim, I think your theme song is, I'm everybody.
Fuck you.
Fuck
too.
You. Don't forget that part. That's part of my theme song.
Fair enough.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Hooray.
Soon? I'm going to Mardi Gras.
Soon?
Next month.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, when are you going, Tim?
I'm going to Disneyland before you go to Mardi Gras.
Haha. Sweet. Tim wins. Picture Tim.
Whenever my mom gets here. That's when I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh, like today?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you're definitely going to beat Noah.
So I'm going to go to New Orleans Square. I'll be like, this is pretty much just like Mardi Gras. And then I'm going to show my tits.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't this...
Then pee on the street.
When do you have to go back to work?
I have to be back on Wednesday.
Oh,
and I also, because I belong to the D23, which is like the special Disney club where they do special, like, shit. I think I may have talked about going to the D23 Expo in the past.
You have.
You know, it was kind of like Comic-Con, but for Disney. But they also do different events all year long where they'll have, like, guest speakers or sneak previews of stuff. And in this case, there's some sort of new Disney interactive game coming out, and we get to see it before everyone else, including meet with John Lasseter beforehand.
Ooh,
nice. So I'll be doing that on Tuesday. And they apparently want us to bring our phones and talk about it, so maybe I'll record a little mini-ep that I will edit several months later.
Nice.
Thus losing any sort of edge.
Hey, you know that thing that came out 3 months ago? Well...
Here's what we thought about it before it came out.
Before anyone knew about it.
So who made you decide to go to Mardi Gras? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Who are you going with? Are you taking the family?
Nope, just me and Mama.
Oh!
So not the wife, not the kids?
Nope.
Just you and Mom time?
Yeah, well, my mom was going to go by herself, but then... she was going to ask me when she thought I wasn't going to be working now, but then... I did have a job, and I was going to be working the Tuesday when the event is happening. So she didn't even ask me, but she had apparently already planned to take me down. And so then she was going to ask my aunt, and then my aunt couldn't go, and then it turned out my schedule changed, so then she asked if I could go, and my wife said yes.
Sorry. Your mom planning to take you down made me laugh.
My mom was planning to take me down.
Downtown.
You've gotten too powerful. And then we fought. What's that? Can I take a sub-tangent and then we can get back to Mardi Gras?
Go sure. For it.
Neither of you listened to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Noah used to, right?
Yeah, I stopped.
Fucking that show is so goddamn repetitive. Not the bulk of the show, but for some reason, Kevin Smith feels the need to do long stretches of dialogue that are exactly the same every week. Like, I wish someone... Listen, someone out there who ever gets on a podcast with Kevin Smith and you're sitting in the chair next to him, tell him to shut the fuck up for a minute.
No, better. If you get on the podcast with Kevin Smith and he starts doing it, say it with him.
That would be awesome.
Because that'll get the point across so much more effectively.
He has to constantly explain why they're doing the podcast for Jason Mewes to keep him off drugs. And he does it way longer than I just did. Because I just did it. You got it. Yep. We're doing this podcast. Keep Jason Mewes off drugs. Done. See ya. Check the gate. Cut. Print.
Huzzah. Not Kevin Smith. Achievement unlocked.
Anyway. But the Jason Mewes stories are usually pretty interesting. It's just you got to wade through a lot of I've heard this before you get there.
Mm.
That's it. That's my recommendation. Certain chunks of Jay and Silent Bob Get Old and not others.
Yeah, I'm going to Mardi Gras. That's it. That's all I got to say about it for now.
Well, you know what? I need to go to Mardi Gras.
I have some friends that live there, and they started a Facebook group of like, hey, this is going to be my first Mardi Gras. You people should come visit.
And your friends live in Mardi Gras?
What?
Your friends live in Mardi Gras?
Yeah, they live in Mardi Gras. They live in New Orleans. And I
they
was
have
like,
Mardi
no.
Gras there now?
What?
Sorry. I said they have Mardi Gras there now, but I didn't mean to talk over you.
So I was like, well, I've never been. I will go. And so someone booked a hotel, because I wasn't sure. I was like, man, are we going to get a hotel? And someone got one. Like, if anyone wants to get on this, I'm like, all right, well, now I just have to buy a ticket. So I bought a ticket. Now I'm going.
Awesome.
Cool.
You'll have to tell us how the tits are.
Amazing.
Bring beads.
Wait, how do you know already?
No.
No one knows. That is his power.
You should get a Girls Gone Wild t-shirt and then wear it holding a camera. I bet people will just show you their tits because he must work with them.
Yeah.
Oh, hold a camera and a clipboard. You have a clipboard, that will really help.
I think women just show their tits there, don't they? I don't know if I need like a ruse.
Yes, but then they'll show them to your camera and then you can peruse them later.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
yes.
Or share them.
Or I could just look at porn.
No.
Come on, you got to go out and find his fresh titties. Come on.
But these are women who go back to work and they're like, you know, process servers tomorrow. But then you got to see their tits.
And that makes it special.
You see a porno actress's tits? Of course you do. Everybody's seen them. She's a porno actress. But this is a process server tits. Those are the ones.
Tits reminded me of Patrick Stewart's character on Extras.
And she tries to get it back on, but by then I've seen everything.
I got a little peek. I've seen everything. Oh man, that was a hilarious character.
And I love that the character was quote unquote Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It's gonna be crazy, I'm sure.
No, like, I know you're excited. I can see your erection from here.
Well, you can always see his erection from there.
This is true.
Because Noah's got a big fat cock. Yeah!
Actually, it's really handy because the astronomers around here are getting a lot of solar observations done. Okay. Hmm. We'll just pretend I didn't say any of those things. See, that joke presupposes that you know that that eclipses are prime times to be observing the corona of the sun, because the actual body of the sun gets blocked out and you can see the outer layers. All right, continuing on.
I thought you were just making a sundial joke, but apparently you were making a joke that had several layers of not funny.
No, it was a science joke. It had one big sciencey douchey layer.
Hey, nerds,
did you just laugh? Well, you might be a nerd. Congratulations on never getting pussy.
You know what? I don't think even if you understood the joke, it was necessarily funny.
This is true.
So don't count your nerds before they're hatched.
This is true. Now I'm imagining that all of the little nerds candies that I've ever eaten are actually eggs.
And you're killing them?
All right, we should stop this before Andy makes any more hilarious jokes.
Yeah, I really think that the pain meds I've taken are starting to kick in.
He's going to spaz his back out with all this hilarity.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Although maybe that'll kick it back into alignment.
Nope. Ah! Trust me, because I've been exactly this funny for several days now.
All right, everybody. You have a good week. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
2013 is going to be a big year.
We might get back on iTunes. You never know.
Never know.
Episode 207 might come out. You never know.
Never know.
You know. And you're doing it like someone who woke up late because his alarm didn't go off.
Nice. This week, I hate trying to kill myself by coughing.
And remember, never trust Andy to make a funny joke.
Why you gotta break balls?
Thank you for listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, Superman will rape you.
TanCast.
It is my intention to at some point make a book of never trusts. Just call it Never Trust an Asian and Other Insightful Observations by Noah.
Oh, man.
Just put a big picture of Noah on the front looking suspicious.
Like, no, we gotta get Asian person, and I'm just standing on one side looking at them like,
I'll just dress up like Andy Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's, and I'll stand in front of you while you look at me suspiciously.
Did Andy Rooney dress up like an Asian person?
Oh, yeah. I think that was one of the most spectacularly racist stereotype portrayals in film.
Oh, it is.
Like, even worse than that
Holy
pilot episode
shit.
Of Choo Choo 7.
Did you just look it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, why you get out for garbage?
He's like glasses and doing the teeth and oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Who's like, yeah, that seems like a great idea.
Wait, was it Andy Rooney or Mickey Rooney?
Might have been Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Andy Rooney was the journalist, right?
Yeah, he's the dude with the eyebrows that are trying to like turn into a comeback.
That would have been even worse if Andy Rooney did it.
You know what I don't understand?
I'm Morley Safer. I'm Reverend Wallace.
All this and more tonight on a 60 Minute!
Oh, don't make Andy laugh.
Tim, you've killed me. You've ended me.
Tick, 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 tick.
You can't tell, but I was squinting my eyes when I was doing the tick, so it was very racist.
It's okay. It came over in the voice.
Oh, good episode, guys.
All right.
Kind of petered out there in the middle, but...
You know, it had some highlights.
It started and ended with racism, and really, nothing more can be expected.
That's all you need?
All you need is racism. Ba-ba-da-ba-dum. All you need is racism.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Ching-chong, ching-chang-chong.